It's the Michael Mara Show.
It's hard being a comedian. I hate when people come up to you like, you're a comedian? Say something funny. I don't go up to fat people like, you're fat, eat something. You know, like,
go ahead, munch away.
I'd do that if somebody asked
people,
me.
You're old, die. Come on, that's what you do.
I'd do that if somebody said, you're fat, eat something.
Sure, you'd eat.
I ate over the weekend.
What, sure you did.
Really, what did you have?
I went bad. That's what I call it. Went in bed. Went off the reservation a couple of times.
You left the reservation?
Went rogue.
We'll take some of your phone calls here right now on the Mike O'Mara Show. 800-636-1067. That's toll-free, don't you know?
I do.
Yes. We have Buzz's mother-in-law.
No tolls.
On the phone?
That would be impossible, Mike, but let's see what she has
well,
to say.
Well, all I know is
wink.
Someone says it's Buzz's mother-in-law. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Is this Buzz's mother-in-law?
Dottie?
Yes, it is, sir.
Hi.
Hi, Dottie.
Dottie.
I would like a word with my son-in-law, if I may.
Go right ahead, Dottie.
Yes, Dottie. What can I do for you?
How dare you let my dusty old ass wander around an airport for an hour?
I agree, Dottie.
You're ashamed of yourself, dumbass.
I am ashamed, embarrassed, and sad.
Well, thank you for that.
Do you panic?
How are things in Kansas City, Dottie?
It's cold.
It's always worked for me.
Buzz's mother-in-law. You strike me as the type of person where your life is very ordered.
Uh-huh.
You kind of know where everything is.
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
You're very, nothing's out of place.
Well, mostly no.
And someone coming into town, like a mother-in-law, would really upset the apple cart with you.
No, because, you know, I've been through it before, so there's a routine. We know what we're doing. We know how to do it. Would I rather run around the house without pants? Yes.
Do you get along with your mother-in-law?
Yeah, actually, very
Can't
well.
Can't you do both, Buzz?
Is she a vital 91?
Yeah, actually,
is that possible?
Yeah, no, she goes to plays and movies and goes out to eat with her friends and goes to church and drives her car to shopping.
Forgive me in advance for the question, but does she take an occasional gentleman caller?
Actually, she doesn't. Since the passing of her husband about 10 years ago, she's just refused to go out with anyone.
Does she knock him back?
She did in her day, but she finds now that if she knocks one back, it knocks her over. So she stays away from...
So she doesn't drink at all?
Very little, maybe a little wine.
See, my mom's still 88 years old. She still likes to have one.
Vodka, right?
She likes vodka.
Sure.
She likes a little blended whiskey once in a while. She likes it. It's an Irish thing.
Yeah.
You know, she enjoys it, even though she's not the Irish side of the family. She likes that. And
What is she?
She's part French-Canadian.
It explains what? I just knew that if I said that, it would make you mad.
It explains
nothing.
And
as
on
a matter
this
of fact,
Monday, try to make me mad.
As a matter of fact, Mike, it asks many more questions than it answers.
We have a programming change for those of you that are awaiting a guest today.
Yes.
Beth Ann McBride to the studio, please. I always like to get to the bottom
fun.
Of this. This is, you know, there's sometimes when a guest is running a little bit late.
Right.
And then there are other times when a guest makes a wholesale change.
This programming change has actually changed Beth Ann's view.
So you mean today's show has a wrinkle?
It's got a slight wrinkle. It happens occasionally.
It began so smoothly.
Ms. Coulter has rescheduled for later in the broadcast.
6:30.
Is there a reason given for that?
No. You can ask her at 6:30.
Why didn't you ask? Were you talking
at the time,
to her people?
I was so mad. Yeah, I was talking to her people.
Are her people as abrasive as she can be sometimes? Or
Not
are her
by
people
email.
Sweet?
He seems okay.
Oh, it's a he.
Yeah.
So she's got a boy.
She's kind of, you're a fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I like her. I mean, okay. Why? I wish she'd be on here at 5, though.
Why do you like her?
I don't know, because she's...
Because you're a right winger?
No, I think she's
pretty. You think all liberals must die?
No, I don't.
You think liberals are guilty of everything in this country like she does?
Guilty of being hot.
No, seriously, I'm asking you a serious question.
No,
You came from the triad where your politics were very clear. You worked on one of those AM.
Weren't.
You worked on one of those AM right wing talkers,
and
did you not?
Yes, but I didn't talk about politics. That's probably
but
why
we know
it doesn't exist.
She talked about the book fair, Mike.
Yes, I did.
And everything going on. But, you know, you like Ann Coulter. Because you like her politics.
I do not.
No, you know
sure
what?
I just think she's fun to watch on TV. I think she's fun to listen to on the radio.
She's provocative.
Mainly at 5 o'clock.
She's provocative.
Let me offer this. She likes Ann Coulter, but is not really aware of her politics. That's what I think.
Really?
That's what I think. I think she thinks, she's on TV.
She's very right-wing.
Are you calling Beth Ann dumb?
No. You heard every word I said.
How could you not be aware of her politics?
I am aware of her politics.
If you were even aware of Ann Coulter, you would be. And I know where some of us are saying Coulter and some of us are saying Coulter.
It's Coulter.
Coulter is on the Letterman program.
How could you be aware of Ann Coulter and not be aware of her politics?
I think that perhaps you're not asking the right
isn't
person.
Isn't she like the
Might want to ask her.
The Republican Michael Moore. That's...
Are you aware of her politics?
I think that Beth Ann, let me put this out there.
I know that Bill O'Reilly likes her a lot.
I know that Beth Ann sees her on television and sees her cause a dust up occasionally in the media says, oh, that's neat.
Speak to Ms. McBride. Don't speak to me. She's in the room.
You know what happens when I talk to her?
Producer.
You know what happens when I talk to her? Bad things happen.
That's
go ahead.
True.
Bite.
Right,
give
bite.
It a try.
Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Are you aware of her politics or are you aware of her celebrity?
A little of both. Mainly her celebrity, probably.
Are you saying that Beth Ann McBride does not burden herself with
the
deep
details.
Political thought?
She doesn't burden herself with the politeness
of
not interrupting.
You just interrupt. I was asking him a question. You nervous? Put the headphones on if you can.
I don't have any.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, God.
How will she take
You're
her calls?
You're killing me, Beth Ann. You're killing me today.
I'm sorry.
You really are. You're killing me. I'm asking you, Rob, and answer the question
all right.
again. Are you saying that Beth Ann only appreciates Ann Coulter because she's a celebrity and doesn't appreciate her politics at all?
I think that that is probably, if there were a list of reasons why she would appreciate or want Ann Coulter to be a part of this program, the glaring number one would be she's famous.
No, now the reason I know she thinks differently than Mike O'Mara, that's why I wanted her on, the yin and the yang.
You like her because she's a spark plug.
Yeah, and she's funny. And
no matter what
you say to her, she is not going to bend. I think it's going to be great radio.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
You like that, huh?
Is that
I don't
more
have
important?
That power.
Do you think the non-bending is more important than the fact that she's some sort of crazy politico?
I think she's going to be a force
views?
To be reckoned with, don't you think?
So when they called and said she was going to move one and a half hours later, her interview, which really, you know, we're flexible. We can handle that.
But that is longer than some radio shows.
But it is really frustrating. Do you think she's... Think she knows the politics of the show and she was trying to give it to us?
No, I think she would have done what happened today earlier. Because it's been booked for almost a week.
She has a legendary past with Adam Carolla. They have something of a feud because she was about 90 or 100 minutes late to his show once. And she hung up on
it, Rob.
He hung up on it.
I don't want her to hang up on me.
No, he
I
hung up
go
on her.
I want to go as far as I can to not have her hang up. But this is a pissa. As we would say at Marist College of Poughkeepsie, New York.
It really is.
All right. Now, getting back to...
Ask her. I mean, call her on the table
about
it.
I'm going to say an afternoon date with Jimmy J.J. Walker.
We'll check
I understand the sex is dynamite.
All right, Benjamin Button. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bring your partner in crime back in here, please. We want to talk to Katie.
Okay.
I overheard Katie when I came in here, and we're going to move the Hollywood buzz to the next segment. I do want to say that I heard Katie saying something that I just have to explore.
Really?
Katie pours her soul out to Rob during the commercial break.
She's a giver. She shares.
I listen, too.
And everything.
I'm an empty vassal.
Everything she says, I usually catch the last 5 seconds of. Mm-hmm. But I had to bring Katie in after hearing what.
What have you heard?
This is what I heard, Buzz. Mm-hmm. I only heard the last part of the discussion. Mm-hmm. And Katie said to Rob, this was the sentence, I am dead inside.
Yes. Yeah.
What would compel a woman to say she is dead inside? You had a couple of dates last week, didn't you?
Yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with it.
Why do you feel you were dead inside, Katie?
I had a bit of a day on Saturday in which my car died twice. And if you will recall, the cold, nasty rain and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
This ripped away your soul?
Well, and I'm, you know, currently without home since my apartment's being renovated.
Where are you living right now?
Well, are you serious?
Yeah, are you still?
Hi, Buzz, how are you?
Hi, Katie. Are you living with Buzz?
Well, as of this evening, I'll be staying at the Burbank residence.
That's true.
Oh, hold on. Hold on just a second.
So, no, it doesn't bother me when people come to stay.
See, this is why you always ask Katie Ann.
he offered.
Now, and layers.
You have been living off the goodwill of others for how long?
Oh, this is it, this part is killing my soul, and this is how I know I'm dead inside.
You lived with Oscar for a while. Right?
No.
Never got to that point.
It never got to that point.
I thought you slept on Oscar's couch.
No, I was going to have to.
She was facing a week of that, and I said, no.
Don't you live in the same building that Oscar lives in?
Yeah.
And I thought you were planning on doing that this weekend.
No.
I just catch the last 5 minutes. I don't pay attention enough. So exactly. You're going to be moving into the Buzz Burbank house?
Yeah.
Buzz?
The Burbank house, as the kids call it.
So the 91-year-old moves out, and you bring Katie in there?
That's right.
So where's she going to be? Kids, please. You know, the one-word answers aren't working for me. More information.
When I heard Katie was
going
to be spending a week on Oscar's couch, I just, you know, that didn't sound good. So I said, no, you can't do that. I said, 5 minutes from the station, my house, extra room, your own room, your own bed, whatever you want, your own bathroom.
Predator.
That's right.
You know, the predator swooped in right now.
You know, lots
I'm
of
tough.
Room.
I can handle it.
Lots of room, extra bedroom, date rape drug.
Oh,
here's what I'd like you to do.
Mm-hmm.
When do you move into the Burbanks?
This evening, and I believe.
Oh my God!
I believe
this
we're
evening.
Having chicken for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna have. You're gonna provide meals for us.
Monday. I said I didn't need to be fed. I don't even know what to say about that. I was. Oh.
You're going to be providing meals for Katie as well.
Well, it was that or eat in front of her, and I just didn't think that would be right. So since I have the means.
Oh my God!
I got the chickens.
I could care less about the dead inside. Now let's explore this little topic here that I had no idea. So when did Katie acquiesce to your offer? I know you had made a comment on Friday.
Yeah, I overheard
after a few beers, you know. Come on. You know,
I made him ask Marsha.
That's right. So Mr. and Mrs. Roper are both okay with it.
Marsha's right. response was Buzz on the phone going, Marsha, can Katie come over? And in the background,
knock on a door.
Tell me about the living arrangements, please. Please, I want as much detail as humanly possible. Thank you very much.
Well, we have a guest room at our house, so that room will be Katie's room.
How many bedrooms do you have in your house?
If you count all of them, I think four.
Ten.
Four, I think,
nine.
If you count.
Nine.
One's been converted to a gym, one's an office, but yeah, I think there are four.
A gym?
No kidding. With basketball hoops?
Yes.
Climbing ropes?
Uh-huh.
A gymnasium?
Hardwood floors?
Yeah. You have a gymnasium? You have a, you
I
have
was
a...
told to bring a swimsuit.
Really?
We don't have a pool, but that was pretty clever, don't you think?
Buzz says
so.
It to everybody.
You have a split level?
Two levels, yes.
A really nice split level?
It's not technically a split level, it's a two-story house.
Oh, you have a two-story house?
Kind of, well, yeah, I guess.
So, Mike, you've never been to Buzz's house?
Have you ever been to Buzz's house?
It's quite nice. I've been there.
Once.
You were there maybe 8 or 10 years ago. It's been a very, very long time.
But there has to be steps, because remember, he pushed Marsha down the steps once.
Hold on a second. Right. Shut up for a second. When did I come to your house?
A long time ago. I'd only worked with the Don and Mike show for a couple of years, so yeah, we're talking maybe 12 years ago.
Really? I've been to your home?
I barely remember it myself, but I know that you were.
Were we drinking?
Yeah, I believe we had a bit.
Clearly.
It's been years since I've been there. I don't think I've been there since I delivered your Christmas tree.
That's true. You should come back.
I should.
So Katie's going to be moving into your house.
Right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to be in the guest room.
Right.
In detail, could you just tell me what the layout is, where your bedroom is, and where Katie's bedroom is going to be?
Well, there's a wall between her room and ours. with a hole in it. No, there's no hole in it.
I pictured the guest room on another level, but it's actually on the same level.
It's the same level. It's an adjacent room.
Wow.
I'm totally confused. I'm totally confused with the layout of the house. You're saying it's two stories, but it's not? Is it what they call a split foyer?
No, not at all. I mean, there's a distinct upper floor and a distinct lower floor. The lower floor is halfway under sloping earth, so it's halfway underground, the lower level.
Sort of a pseudo-basement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of half, but not.
And you live on the main level?
Yes.
And Katie will be living on the main level now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Will she be allowed to go into the dungeon?
Oh, yeah. No, she'll have free run of the house.
I see. There's no
She'll have a bathroom that's all her own, and I have my own downstairs. Marsha has her own off the master
Katie,
bedroom.
Are you aware that the Burbanks are swingers?
I'm going to be honest, because that's how I roll.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, and generally in the wrong direction. That's how I roll. I'm beside myself over this whole renovation taking like 10 days longer than it was supposed to.
How long do you think you'll be in residence at the Burbank house?
4 nights.
Or 5 weeks. Maybe if you need.
Or 5. Yeah. Are you excited about this?
Yeah, very much so. I think it'll be fun. I think Katie's going to have a great time and nobody has anything to worry about. It's going to be great.
Let's go to Michael in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Michael. You're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Good afternoon, gentle people. How are you
today? We're wonderful. What can we do for you?
Hey, first of all, I want to tell you, I've been listening to the show, your show, and the previous show since you did that marshmallow thing, and it hooked me 14 years ago.
Thank you, sir.
And I was wondering, Buzz, is it possible, could I stay with you for a while?
Only after Katie leaves. One guest at a time, please.
Thank you for the call. We're going to take a break. All right, we didn't get to the Hollywood Buzz. We will get to that. You're coming back. I want to finish this up, and then we'll get Buzz on with his Hollywood Buzz. Because I really want to just know more and more of the plans that Buzz has.
A better day to ask these questions might be either tomorrow or Thursday.
Yeah, but I'm eager. I'm an eager beaver.
You know what? Might be good to do it both days.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back with the Hollywood Buzz and find out more about this tryst when we come back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.